We come here in anticipation this evening. Most of us have been to a Maundy Thursday service. Some of us have been to many. For some of us, this is the first. Whether it be our first Maundy Thursday or our 70th, we all enter with anticipation. We know that this begins the pinnacle of our church year. Maundy Thursday begins what is known as the Triduum, the 3 days leading up to Easter. Maundy Thursday is an important day in our church calendar. It is celebrated as the time that Christ initiated the Eucharist with his disciples. It is honored as the first time Jesus said to his friends gathered at the table, "Take this bread. It is my body. Take it now and always in remembrance of me." It was the first time he lifted the cup of wine and told his friends that the wine was his blood. And each time they drink it, they should do so in remembrance of him. Those words first uttered on this night so long ago are the very words we say each time we gather around our communal table and share in the Lord's Supper. These are not magic words. What we do here when we gather at the altar is not hocus pocus, although that word did come from a mispronunciation of the Latin words in the Eucharist. What we are doing is following the command of Christ that was given to his disciples on this very night so long ago. Whenever you do this, whenever you gather at the table, take this bread, my body, and this wine, my blood, in remembrance of me. What we do here, though, is more than a reenactment. We're not merely remembering as that opposite of forgetting, but we are remembering as the opposite of dismembering, being taken apart. We are bringing together. We are remembering. We are bringing the events of that night to this night so that they are joined together. And not just those two singular nights, but all these nights and all these gatherings throughout history. We're gathered at the table with all who've gone before in faith, all who throughout history have said these words and taken Christ's body and blood into their own. In connection with the institution of the sacrament of Holy Communion, Jesus modeled for his companions the example for them to follow. He took the place of a common servant, the lowest rank of the household servant. As his friends arrived, he washed their feet. On this evening, many churches will do the same. They will take on the role of the servant to each other and wash each other's feet as a symbol of their intent to live as those who serve, not those who expect to be served. There's something about washing feet that makes us quite uncomfortable. And perhaps that is exactly why we should wash each other's feet. Feet that are in every way cleaner than the disciples' feet were. Our best attempt to model the servanthood of Christ does not come anywhere near. That does not mean, however, that we should not try. Last, we hear again the command to love. The greatest command. The greatest command ratcheted up a notch. Love as I have loved you. Love If it cost you your life, everything you are, and everything you have, love like that, in a way that could totally empty you. This night, this Maundy Thursday, is one more attempt by Jesus to help his followers see what he has been saying all along, what he's been trying to tell us about the kingdom of God, what it is like, how we can enter and live in this kingdom. What he says is this: remember, serve, and love. Remember, gather together, bring together, join at the Eucharistic table. Serve. Serve each other. Serve the world. Do not expect to be served. Expect to take the place of the servant. Love with reckless abandon. Not counting on being loved back. Not counting on receiving anything from your loving. But love until you are emptied. Because that has been the way that you have been loved and the way that you are loved. At the end of this service, we will strip the sanctuary of all its ornamentation. The starkness is quite a contrast to what we are accustomed to seeing when we enter this holy space. The sanctuary will be plain and barren. This emptying is a good visual reminder of the events to come in the next days and the emptying by Christ of his life out of love for us. When the sanctuary is bare, we will leave as we are ready in silence. As we leave and as we continue our watch and our walk through the next 3 days, let us remember the example and command given by Christ. Remember, serve, love. Amen.